One, two, three, and then four, kind of in the four corners of the church, are invitations for you to come and experience God, to come and listen to God, to come and hear from God. And they each come at it from a different take. And different people have designed each one of them. So you have these four ways of engaging that you are invited into. It's going to be about 15 minutes because we're doing a completely different thing in the second 15 minutes because not everyone is into walking around and doing this sort of thing. So the second 15 minutes is more of an interactive community activity. For this first 15 minutes, you're invited to try all of them. So you could spend maybe 3 minutes at each one and get a taste of each one. Or if one you just want to do a deep dive in, you could spend the whole 15 minutes at one of these stations. So just briefly, if I can recall, I know I'll start here because I know this one. This is telling your story with Jesus. Do we have it? Tell your story at the cross. So the cross is a helpful image that when we bring our life to the cross, there's a story there. And there's a piece of paper that's going to help you tell your story. So you got a lined piece of paper and a pencil and your story. And the questions will help you walk through and you write it out. And it'll direct you in that. So you could do that really quick. You could do the 30-second elevator pitch version. Or you could do a deeper dive and get into some more detail. That's up to you. And then over here, we have tuning in, which is... Actually, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. This is kind of cool. You go down, you sit down, and there's some cards that you walk through. And it's a listening exercise. And it comes at that whole Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit inside us. We can tune into him, and we can listen to him. So you come in, grab a seat, read a card, and start to listen. And then at the back, we have one where everything's in nice, attractive frames. Feel free, if you can turn your neck that far, to take a look at that. A bunch of frames, and the idea here is mirrors. So what do you see in the mirror? And in each of those frames, there's a phrase, there's a verse, there's something that can draw you into how God sees you. Because all of us, we have these ways that we see ourselves. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not true. So when we encounter God's voice and God's word and God's promises for us, there's an interaction, there's an engagement that happens. So you can feel free to wander around. I think you start at the left and kind of move across, and there's different ways to interact and engage with that. If all of these things are like completely not what you would want to do, there's an outlet. So and a different way to engage with this topic. So Catherine's actually going to be leading a group discussion in that back corner, and the group will grow as it needs. And you can come in and just sit into that group discussion for a minute, 2 minutes, or you could stay there the whole time and just chat about church. So Catherine's going to lead a conversation about what is church and just keep that conversation moving. And you can pop in and pop out. I think that's enough words. So hopefully each of these stations are individually directed, so you can come up and just learn what to do. And I welcome you to do that. So I'm just going to pray, and then you're released to get up and move around the room. We're going to play a little bit of music to drown out those kind of sounds. And we're just going to have a couple of people or a person at each station just to help you if you need some more direction. Any questions? Did I do that okay? Are we good? All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you for a unique service, a unique morning where we can come and experience you in a different way. Father, we thank you for the gifts of preaching and study, to hearing the word preached over us, and that is good and that is right. But we also thank you for these other ways, these other disciplines, these other avenues where you speak and we can hear, and we can get caught up in our experience and relationship with you. We thank you for that, that you use our ears and our hearts, use our eyes, you even use our taste buds to teach us about you. And so we open our hearts to this new way, to this experiential approach, and we pray that any doubts or any fears about doing something different would just be quieted and pushed into the background, and instead you would give us an adventurous spirit. So I pray that we would hear from you this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. So come on, get up and enjoy. And I'll call us back when our time is up.